Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, July 9th, 2019. On this day in 1877, the inaugural Wimbledon Championships began. Using Vienna, Austria as a model, Berlin is to have an annual ticket for local public transport that costs €1 a day, as was announced by the governing mayor, Michael Müller. He commented, quote, "I want to pursue the goal step by step of being able to offer an annual ticket for local public transport for €365. In Berlin, where annual passes for the city area currently cost €728 or €761, depending on the method of payment, there have been repeated demands to reduce the price of an annual pass for trains and buses to €365. At the beginning of last year, the Clever Cities Initiative, launched by Berlin traffic activist Heinrich Strosenreuter, launched a nationwide petition. In February, he stated, quote, "Bus and train travel for €1 a day. That is a clear sign for clean air, for an effective climate policy, and for a long overdue traffic turnaround at federal level." The federal government will have to reallocate €8 billion in diesel subsidies to finance the project, so more people will leave their diesel cars behind and switch to buses and trains. In the meantime, the nationwide petition has been signed by more than 32,000 people. In Vienna, the red-green city government reduced the price of annual tickets, which are paid in advance all at once, from €449 to €365 in May of 2012. The effects are predominantly assessed as positive. For example, the number of annual tickets sold had risen sharply from 303,000 in 2005 to around 373,000 in 2012, and last year the figure was set at 822,000. It's proudly pointed out that there are more annual passes sold in Vienna than cars. The number of passengers on the Vienna routes also increased from around 875 million in 2012 to 961 million in 2017. It was reported that the share of motorized individual transport fell by 2 percentage points. The share of costs that the municipal transport company can cover with fare income, on the other hand, remained more or less stable at around 60%. In absolute terms, however, the city had to increase its grants because additional investments were needed to increase capacity. In Berlin, new financing possibilities for local transport are constantly being discussed, most recently a levy to be paid by all Berliners. In addition, there were noticeable reductions in fares here as well. The student ticket will be issued free of charge from the coming year onwards. The company ticket for working people has also been significantly reduced in price. If an employer adds money, the monthly price of this special annual pass can be reduced to just under €40. Employees of the state of Berlin will receive the company ticket free of charge from 2020, and the price of the social ticket has already been reduced from €36 to €27.50. The number of recipients for the Berlin pass has also been expanded. Cyclists are happy about the offer, but pedestrians criticize the blocked sidewalks. More than 15,000 rental bicycles are available in Berlin, the result of figures provided by the Transport State Secretary Ingmar Stresa of the Greens in response to a request from the AfD. According to observers, Berlin is the German sharing capital. Per the Senate politician, the Chinese company Mobike offers around 7,300 rental bikes. Second place goes to Lidl Bike, the former Kalle Bike of the railway, with about 3,000 bicycles. Dieser Next Bike offers approximately 2,500, and other suppliers named by State Secretary Stresa are Jump of Uber and Donkey Republic, 1,000 each, Lime at 700, and Bike at 50. The figures vary depending upon the season. At present, however, the new electric scooters are the focus of discussion. The Senate cannot yet give much information about the e-scooters that populate the streets and sidewalks. 4 suppliers started in June, and 5 announced or are showing interest. Lime started with individual approvals for 250 electric scooters, and Emmy offers around 800 and Coupe around 1,500 two-wheelers. From October of 2019, Felix also wants to provide electric scooters in Berlin. As far as car sharing is concerned, suppliers whose vehicles have to be picked up at stations number 900 from the suppliers Cambio, Flinkster, Green Wheels, Stadtmobil, Ubico, and Opely, according to the Senate. In free-floating car sharing, where cars are distributed on the streets, there were 3,100 vehicles at the end of June, and less than 10% are e-cars. Thanks to WeShare, 1,500 electric cars were recently added. The Secretary of State named DriveNow, Car2Go, Miles, and SixShare as further stationless providers. Mobility researchers point out, however, that sharing vehicles are used much more frequently than private cars, for example, which spend most of their time standing around unused. This form of mobility is thus much more efficient in terms of using the increasingly scarce public space. Moreover, their number is negligible compared to other vehicles. More than 1.2 million passenger cars are registered in Berlin. Five cars burned in Berlin Mitte on Monday night. A spokesman for the fire brigade said that all vehicles were in a car park on Caroline Michaelisstraße. Around 1:30 a.m., the fire brigade deployed and extinguished the fire, and nobody was hurt. On Monday morning, it was still unclear how the fire started and whether it might have been arson. Last week, several vehicles, as well as a construction container in Tiergarten, went up in flames, and in Tempelhof and in Lichtenrade, a car and a van also burned. In these cases, the police have reported evidence of arson. The Berlin Senate wants to better involve citizens in the planning of new housing, transport, and urban development projects. At the same time, there should be clearer regulations, not least so that projects are not endlessly delayed by controversial debates. City Development Senator Katrin Lomscher of the Left presented and explained planned new rules yesterday. She stated, quote, "It is about better access to information, more understanding for each other, and about the facts that interest can be brought in and discussed at an early stage." According to this, the administration should inform the public about the state's goals earlier than before in the case of projects such as a new tramline, a new residential building, or the redesign of a square in a neighborhood. It should also clearly and bindingly define from when until when citizens can participate in the planning and what they can specifically co-determine. An online map of all projects accessible to everyone is planned for this purpose. In addition, a central contact point for the whole of Berlin and regional offices in the districts are planned, in which citizens who want to have a say can receive a wide variety of assistance, and the budget for participation will be increased. Lomscher spoke of a, quote, "new chapter in civic participation in Berlin." She was convinced that with new guidelines, quote, "an important step towards more participation and thus more democracy can be achieved." The whole thing is a signal to citizens that their concerns, ideas, and proposals are being taken seriously. A committee of experts and other interested Berliners worked out the rules of the game. Green MEP Susanna Kahlefeld, as one of the participants, referred to a central point, stating, quote, "much of the conflict potential is lost when people know what's going on, when they know why the excavators should roll. Therefore, it's important to involve them earlier." According to Lomscher, there is now an implementation concept for the new provisions, which should take effect as soon as possible. At the same time, the contact points will be set up, and the rules will initially apply only to projects in the federal state. The districts can dock or set up their own rules on this basis, and Lomscher also encouraged private investors to take the topic of participation seriously and to orient themselves here to the national rules. Citizen participation in Berlin, for example, is a double-edged sword when it comes to housing. On one hand, there's often a demand to build more apartments in view of the lack of affordable living space, also within the framework of so-called, quote, "reconsolidation of existing housing." On the other hand, such projects are sometimes met with fierce resistance from residents and local initiatives, which sometimes demand more citizen participation in advanced planning stages. This can also lead to delays in important projects. FDP member Stefan Forster remarked, quote, "Citizen participation must not become an instrument of prevention. In principle, however, it was to be welcomed that the Senate was betting on more citizen participation." He added, quote, "Thus, points of criticism and suggestions for improvement can be included in the planning from the outset." To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.